The Very Slow Snail by Zhi Yuan Chan, Heying Books. Oh, how it rained. One day, 2 days. It fell for a long, long time. Finally, the rain stopped and the sun came out. A snail crawled happily out from behind a leaf. He moved ever so slowly, even slower than he spoke. A pipe snake slithered out from between some rocks, asking,
"Hey, snail, where are you going?"
Speaking ever so slowly, the snail replied,
"I want to go up the grape tree to eat some grapes."
The pipe snake laughed.
"You're so slow. By the time you've climbed the tree, the grapes will all have been eaten."
Went the pipe snake. With a few slithers, he was quickly up the grape tree. The pipe snake gulped a big bunch of grapes, but then immediately spit them out, saying,
"Oh, how sour! These grapes aren't ripe yet."
Disappointed, he slinked away into the grass. A wide-mouthed frog sitting on a rock asked,
"Hey, snail, where are you going?"
Speaking ever so slowly, the snail replied,
"I want to go up the grape tree to eat some grapes."
The wide-mouthed frog laughed and said,
"Let's have a race then to see who can eat the grapes first."
Croak, 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 went the wide-mouthed frog. With a few long leaps, he was quickly up the grape tree. The wide-mouthed frog stuck out his tongue and swallowed a big bunch of grapes, but he immediately spit them out.
"Ah! So hard! These taste terrible!"
In a great huff, he jumped off into the grass. The snail continued to crawl, ever so slowly. One day, a caterpillar sitting on a leaf asked,
"Hey, snail, where are you going?"
Speaking ever so slowly, the snail replied,
"I want to go up the grape tree to eat some grapes."
The caterpillar replied,
"Oh, I want some too."
The snail said,
"Climb on my back, and I'll carry you there."
The snail and caterpillar chatted as they crawled. Passing the garden, they paused for a bit to enjoy the lovely fragrance. The snail even drew pictures for the caterpillar as he crawled. The caterpillar said,
"You're a great artist."
"I really love to draw,"
the snail replied, laughing. As they crawled along, they passed the spider's home. The spider asked,
"Where are you going?"
The snail replied,
"We're going to the grape tree to eat some grapes."
The spider said,
"Would you like to come inside for a rest? I'll make us some tea and snacks."
The snail replied,
"Thanks, that's very nice of you."
The caterpillar said,
"I'd rather have some grapes."
Then in a low voice, she said to the snail,
"Come on, let's go. I don't want to become her dinner."
It was dark and they were tired, so they lay on a leaf to rest. Caressed by a cool breeze, they gazed up at the beautiful moon. The snail and caterpillar crawled upwards with great difficulty, then slid downwards happily. They had a wonderful time. Finally, the snail and caterpillar crawled up onto the grape tree. Everyone laughed at them, saying,
"You're too slow!
There's only one grape left on the tree now, and it's overripe!"
The caterpillar saw the overripe grape and began to cry. The snail thought for a moment. Then he laughed and said,
"An overripe grape is even better! We could make a delicious sandwich!"
The snail and caterpillar first pressed and shook the grape. Then they bit a hole in its skin. They squeezed, and grape jam flowed out onto the leaf underneath. Next, they placed another leaf on top of the grape jam. They had made a delicious grape sandwich. The caterpillar took a bite. It was sour sweet. Mmm, delicious! They played as they ate, making lots of animal shapes in the leaf. The caterpillar and snail ate until their tummies were full. Before they went to sleep, the caterpillar said,
"Tomorrow, let's go to the apple tree to eat some apples."
The snail replied,
"But the apples haven't turned red yet."
The caterpillar said,
"By the time we get there, the apples will be ripe. But we need to go a little faster this time."
"Good night, caterpillar."
"Good night, snail."
"Good night, apple in the moonlight." When the snail awoke the next morning, he discovered something amazing. The caterpillar had turned into a cocoon. The snail took the caterpillar's cocoon and put it on his shell. Ever so slowly, he crawled in the direction of the apple tree. He crawled along for many, many days. Suddenly, he heard a slapping sound. Ever so slowly, a beautiful butterfly emerged from the cocoon.
"Who are you?"
the snail asked the butterfly, puzzled.
"I'm the caterpillar."
"Oh!"
exclaimed the snail.
"You've become a very beautiful butterfly."
"Really?"
the butterfly replied, shyly. The butterfly said,
"Now it's my turn to carry you to the apple tree to eat some apples."
The snail asked,
"How will we go?"
The butterfly said,
"We'll fly."
This was the snail's first flight. Laughing, he said,
"Ha ha ha! Flying is a really special feeling! But don't go too fast!"